From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A mass at a Catholic church in Whitesville, West Virginia, as the community mourns victims of Monday's mine explosion that's killed 25 people. Prospects look grim this morning for rescue of four miners still unaccounted for in the Upper Branch coal mine. As NPR's Diana Douglas reports, officials say it may be 4 days before the area is safe for rescue workers.
Rescuers were called off from the search for the miners after the methane gas levels in the area were deemed too high to work. Methane occurs naturally in coal seams, and federal safety standards require proper ventilation in mine shafts to keep the poisonous gas from building up. The cause of the explosion at the Upper Big Branch mine here in the Appalachian Mountains is under investigation, though officials suspect that methane caused it. Massey Energy's spotty safety record is coming under scrutiny after the deadly explosion. The company has been fined numerous times in the last year for not properly ventilating coal ash and methane gas in this mine. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Charleston, West Virginia.
Kyrgyzstan police have fired on protesters in the capital's main square, and at least four people are dead. Thousands of people angry over arrests of opposition leaders have tried to seize the main government building. The protesters want the president to resign. Political turmoil has gripped Kyrgyzstan since March. The former Soviet republic is important to the U.S., which uses a Kyrgyzstan military base to support operations in Afghanistan. North Korea said it has sentenced a Boston man to 7 years at hard labor and fined him the equivalent of $700,000 for entering North Korea illegally and committing unspecified acts against the communist country. Cable and internet giant Comcast has won an important legal victory over the Federal Communications Commission, but public interest groups say the decision could hurt consumers, as Joel Rose reports.
A federal appeals court in Washington ruled that the FCC did not have the authority to punish Comcast for selectively blocking some traffic on its network. The FCC voted to censure Comcast in 2008 after the company was caught blocking some file-sharing software. Comcast said it was just managing its network. The company sued, saying the FCC overstepped its legal authority, and the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals agreed. In a statement, Comcast praised the court for clearing its good name and reputation. But public interest groups worry that the court's decision has left the FCC with little authority to regulate internet providers. Consumer advocates are also concerned about the commission's ability to implement its new national broadband plan, which is intended to make internet access faster and cheaper for all Americans. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Space Shuttle Discovery's astronauts will send images of the shuttle to Earth now that they've docked at the International Space Station. An antenna that does not work is forcing the astronauts to use space station computers to send those images. Then NASA technicians can see if the shuttle has sustained any damage during its flight. Scientists in Russia and the United States say they have created six atoms of super-heavy element number 117 for the very first time. NPR's Richard Harris reports scientists consider this a major accomplishment.
Super-heavy elements that weigh a lot more than uranium are difficult to make and tend to decay away in a flash. But over the years, scientists trying to understand the basic nature of our atomic building blocks have managed to produce tiny quantities of elements with as many as 118 protons in their nuclei. Uranium has 92 protons for comparison. Now researchers say they've filled a gap in that sequence, element number 117. First, scientists at the Oak Ridge National Lab produced a small quantity of element 97, berkelium. Then Russian scientists bombarded it with calcium to produce six fleeting atoms of element 117. The feat was verified by a team of scientists from other institutions. Once this discovery is accepted by the scientific community, element 117 will get a name and its very own square on the periodic table of the elements. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Three Massachusetts teenagers plead not guilty to acts prosecutors say contributed to the suicide death of a fellow student. 15-year-old Phoebe Parsons took her own life after what prosecutors say were months of bullying, threats, and harassment. Altogether, six teens are charged. The three others have yet to be arraigned. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.